In Pennsylvania, a first-of-its-kind local law is on trial. The law aims to drive illegal immigrants out of the town of Hazleton. Hazleton wants to punish employers and landlords of undocumented workers. The ACLU says that's unconstitutional, and the law has been blocked from taking effect. Still, much of the testimony so far has focused on how its mere passage has affected Hazleton. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
This gritty mountain town was built by coal and textiles, and the immigrants who came to help work them from Eastern Europe, Greece, Italy. But for 75-year-old Gloria Redeman, it's been this latest wave of Hispanic immigrants that's made her feel a prisoner in her own home, what with all the stories of robberies and shootings.
Now I can't even go out after dark. I'm afraid.
In court testimony this week, Mayor Lou Barletta admitted he had no proof that illegal immigrants are committing crimes in high numbers. But for residents like Redeman, who applaud the mayor, the perception is there. Her fear, though, wasn't enough to keep her from venturing out last year to see how the Latino population had moved into parts of downtown.
Especially on Wyoming Street. That was bad. You couldn't, they were all over, standing around, and, you know. My girlfriend and I took a drive down a couple of times just to see. And then after Barletta tried to pass this law, we went down again, and it was a difference. There was hardly anybody on the street.
North Wyoming Street on a mid-morning this week was nearly empty, just a few shoppers stepping over hard-packed, dirty snow. Business owners say sales are down ever since the immigrant ordinance passed last summer. Some shops have closed altogether. Behind the counter at Isabel's gift shop hang keychains with the flags of Latin American countries and Spanish-language CDs. Sales clerk Christian Rubio says two of his Mexican customers left town, worried they'd be deported away from their children. He knows some consider that good riddance. But his mom, shop owner Isabel Rubio, says the ordinance has made even legal residents and citizens like her afraid to go out. People look at us twice now, she says, and wonder if we're illegal. Why should we have to wear our green cards stuck on our foreheads to explain who we are? Hazleton's mayor insists the law does not discriminate against any ethnicity, only against those who are illegal. Barletta's lauded the departure of some as proof his idea is working, and he denies claims that this has hurt Hispanic business.
As a matter of fact, I know of over 20 new businesses, Hispanic-owned businesses, that have opened up since the ordinance has passed. And I myself have been invited to some of the ribbon cuttings and grand openings of those new businesses just this year.
The city's lawyer made much of this during trial this week, leaving the distinct impression that these Hispanic business people support the mayor.
Well, that is misinformation.
Amilcar Arroyo is the director for diversity at the Hazleton Chamber of Commerce. He's the one who arranged all those ribbon cuttings. Pure pro forma, he says, nothing to do with the mayor himself. But the part about Hispanic businesses opening, even though others have closed, that's true.
Of course. We are still coming here. People, Hispanic people, are still moving to live in this area because we believe in this area.
Arroyo says he used to believe in Mayor Barletta. He helped turn out the Hispanic vote for him in the last election. Now he's thinking differently about politics.
This is the last issue of El Mensajero. All these people are local people.
Arroyo holds up the current issue of the Spanish-language paper he publishes. Under a green banner, complete with four-leaf clover and a leprechaun hat, the headline blares, "The Hispanic Community Says We Are Here." A group photo shows Hispanics who plan to run for city council or school board, among them Arroyo.
So this town needs a different faces, needs a different ideas. And a lot of my supporters are American people, raised and born here.
Arroyo says the story of Hispanics in Hazleton may be at a low point now, but he's confident it will end like that of all the other groups before them. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.